Earlier this year, the Arkansas legislature passed a law requiring all new public school buses to be equipped with seatbelts. The law goes into effect in 2018. But as Jacqueline Furlick with Arkansas Public Media in Fayetteville reports, one local school district is already starting to harness students.
As Bell Elementary School students in Fayetteville scramble onto their brand new yellow school bus, boys on one side, girls on the other, buckling up for the ride home, substitute school bus driver Freeman Hafen, who serves as district mechanic, makes it a competition.
Show of hands, who's got your seatbelts on? Who wins today?
Me!
Boys win this time. Mike McClure, Assistant Director of Transportation Services for Fayetteville Public Schools, oversees 80 buses on 56 routes.
To my knowledge, we are the first district in the state of Arkansas that does have seatbelts on our regular education buses.
The retractable shoulder harnesses were installed onto new buses recently purchased by the district. The new seatbelts are in compliance with federal motor vehicle safety standards.
It's a really good system. It's a flex seat system, which allows for smaller students to sit three to a seat, have seatbelts for each student. Larger students, you can slide the seat the buckle over and allow two larger high school, middle, junior high age students to sit in a seat that way and buckle up. And they're actually very comfortable. I've sat in one, and I'm a fairly large person, and I fit just fine.
McClure has to duck his head as he climbs aboard one of the new buses parked outside to show us the belts.
Primarily a plastic system, so there's not any danger of a student, you know, swinging one or anything like that and hurting somebody else.
Passenger vehicles have been required to carry safety belts since 1968, and small school buses must have lap belts. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, between 2005 and 2014, nearly 2,000 traffic crashes involving school transportation vehicles resulted in more than 1,300 fatalities, 64 of them school bus passengers. Compared to cars and light trucks, school buses are built much higher off the ground with heavy steel frames, bumpers, and padded seats. Still, California, Louisiana, New Jersey, Florida, New York, Texas, and now Arkansas are the first states requiring public school buses to be equipped with safety belts. But Jerry Owens, Senior Transportation Manager with the Arkansas Division of Public School Academic Facilities and Transportation, says that first, in Arkansas, at least 10% of district voters must sign a petition authorizing the expenditure. Then, reading from the law's text,
the school shall propose a levy an additional ad valorem property tax on the assessed value of taxable real personal and utility property as authorized by the Arkansas Constitution for purchasing, installing, and maintaining the passenger restraint system under that law.
In effect, allowing school districts in Arkansas to phase in the costly installation of safety restraints on new buses. Old buses don't have to be retrofitted. School districts are required to enforce the use of belts by children back at Asbell Elementary. Bus driver Mary Williams says the children are mostly compliant.
I have a few that I have to go back and, you know, encourage them to get them on, but pretty much they do it.
And Freeman Hafen says the new belts have an unexpected consequence.
The bad misbehavior has gone way down.
It's hard to misbehave when you're all strapped in. For Arkansas Public Media, I'm Jacqueline Froelich, reporting in Fayetteville.